and grocery stores across the U.S. 5 known toxic chemical compounds, all of which are banned in the European Union, lurk on the ingredient lists of popular food items. The chemicals in question are red dye number 3, titanium dioxide, potassium bromate, brominated vegetable oil, and propylparaben. State Assembly member Jesse Gabriel says that they represent the worst of the worst in terms of adverse health impacts. Gabriel is introducing legislation to ban the sale and distribution of products containing these ingredients in the state of California.
Part of this real motivation behind this bill is protecting kids. Many of these chemicals are included in food and candy that are specifically marketed and targeted toward kids, in many cases disproportionately targeted towards kids in Black and brown communities. And we know that kids are at heightened risk. We know that their brains are at a critical stage of development. And so the toxicity from these chemicals is a really, really concerning thing for a lot of us.
Research has linked the 5 chemical compounds with cancer, behavioral problems in children, and adverse effects to the nervous and hormonal reproductive systems. While European countries have successfully banned the sale of these chemicals in food, they remain readily available in U.S. foods due to a loophole in the Food and Drug Administration's regulatory process. Since 1958, the FDA has allowed food and chemical companies to self-certify the safety of ingredients that are generally regarded as safe, now commonly referred to as GRAS foods. This was initially intended to exempt foods that had a long history of safe usage from being forced through a rigorous regulatory process. Fast forward a couple decades, and companies have used the GRAS loophole to push through thousands of unchecked foods and chemicals, like the ones Gabriel wants to ban. Emmy Award-winning chef Andrew Zimmern, a supporter of Gabriel's bill, says he was shocked as a person working in the food industry by the extent of the FDA's regulatory failures.
Now, there are food and chemical companies out there that will say, let the FDA handle this. But those same companies have rigged the food chemical review system to put the fox in charge of the hen house. Since 2000, 99% of the food chemicals that have been added to the food supply were reviewed for safety by the chemical companies, not the FDA. Let me repeat that. Since 2000, 99% of the food chemicals that have been added to the food supply were reviewed for safety by the chemical companies and not the FDA. Waiting for the FDA to do its job is not an option.
For many food products that would be affected by the ban, Gabriel and other legislators say they are simply asking that manufacturers use alternative dyes or compounds, some of which are even cheaper than the 5 being banned. Both Coca-Cola and Pepsi have already transitioned out of using brominated vegetable oil, a compound which would be banned by AB 418. While AB 418 has received positive feedback from doctors and other state legislators, Gabriel says they have received pushback from food chemical manufacturers, who argue that the state legislature is overstepping its bounds with this new legislation. Scott Faber, the senior vice president of government affairs for environmental working groups, says that the FDA is underfunded and isn't even sticking to their own commitments. He says in the 1990s, red dye number 3, which AB 418 would ban, was banned by the FDA in makeup and skincare products. Although the FDA was expected to ban the dye from food, it never did.
For the reason why, I think it's, starting in the mid-80s, this deregulatory environment came in, and that made it much harder for the FDA to do things. So I think that's in part why they never followed through, because there wasn't enough will with both within the agency and not enough pressure coming from the outside for them to continue.
For Faber, AB 418 is a chance to rectify the failures of the FDA and protect consumers from dangerous products. The bill is currently awaiting a committee hearing. From Oakland, for KPFA, I'm Ellie Prickett-Morgan.